Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Joining me in studio are members of the Lions Club in the region, the president of the Dryden Trillium Lions, Patty Lyle. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Richard.
And a member of the Dryden Lions Club, Todd Croplin. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Richard.
Thanks for coming in and the reason you're here to let us know about the Pet Value Dog Walk, the Walk for Dog Guides. Let's start off with you, Patty, and a little bit of history, perhaps, about the walk in Dryden.
The Lions Foundation of Dog Guides is going to be 40 years old this year, and we think that for that whole 40 years, we've had a dog walk happening within the Dryden area. Of course, COVID slowed it down a little bit for a couple of years, just like it did everything, but we're super excited this year to be back out in person and trying to make it a big community event so we can get everybody joining in with us.
Community event, as you said, Patty. Todd, this is a partnership between the Trillium Lions and the Dryden Lions Club, but talk about that.
We usually haven't been partnering up for the dog walk, so this year we decided to do something bigger, promote it a lot more, and try to get a lot more participation throughout our community. I mean, the dog guides, only fundraising is through donations through your community, so it is a huge event for us, and I'm kind of excited to take part in it.
Patty, let's talk about what the funds will be used for. How are these monies raised by those who are going out and getting pledges? How will they be used?
Like Todd said, this is the main fundraiser for the foundation. Their goal Canada-wide is to raise $1.4 million because the expense of training these dogs for people has risen significantly over the last few years. It now costs $35,000 for a dog to be fully trained and to be matched with somebody. Dog Guides pays for all of that expense, so people are able to be matched at no cost to themselves with these service animals. It's really an amazing program.
Todd, let's talk about the day itself, the Walk for Dog Guides. When is it happening in Dryden?
It's going to happen May 28th. We're going to start registration at 12 o'clock because we're going to start the walk at 1 o'clock.
Todd, you were telling me off air that the hot dog cart, you're going to have that there?
Our Dryden Lions Club are going to dust off the hot dog cart and make some hot dogs and hamburgers. And hopefully anybody who wants a snack or a hot dog, we're just going to look for donations, you know, that'll go towards the dog guide walk.
Patty, anything else as part of the Dryden Trillium Lions that you want to make mention of?
We just really hope that, you know, people are going to join in with us this year. We've got posters up around town. We've got it posted on your community event page, and it just talks about there's a contact name and number there. Teresa Pollard's contact information is there, and you can reach out, register online, or you can pick up pledge sheets from any of your local Lions. So we just hope that everybody's going to jump in with us and get involved. Something that we forgot to add is that this year we're doing a little bit of a different twist. If people aren't sure about collecting pledges or would like to just show up the day of and have a fun event with their family, we're going to do a poker derby. So people can come in for $5 a hand and they can buy, you know, as many hands as they'd like. And those funds too, raised from the poker derby, will be donated to Dog Guides.
Good stuff. Todd, before we let you go, if I can't make it to the walk, but I want to donate online, where do I go?
So if you want to donate, you can actually go to the Pet Value Walk for Dog Guides. Just Google it online, and it'll come up to that specific page, and it just says if you want to donate, it's got a big donate blue box. I can just click on that, and you can donate as much as you like. And any donation, big or small, is always well appreciated.
Patty, I thought of something else here. We always talk about the money that we give. We like to keep it local. Are there people in Dryden and surrounding communities who are benefiting from this walk?
Yes, we definitely are lucky enough to have some people in our area that benefit from having these service dogs. We've had a hearing ear dog. We have a dog for an autistic child in our area. You know, we've had other dogs in the past too that have been involved. And who knows what the future's going to bring. And these dogs provide a wonderful service and allow people with disabilities to go forward in their daily life with confidence.
Be a part of it on Sunday, May 28th, the Pet Value Walk for Dog Guides. Patty Lyle, president of Dryden Trillium Lions, and Todd Croplin with Dryden Lions Club. Thanks very much for coming in this morning.
thank you for having us.
Thank you very much, Richard. We appreciate everything you do for our community as well.
And we hope to see everybody there.